Cleveland was a city dealing with a major crime problem in the 1930s and 40s. The man they brought here to fight crime was someone who had taken on the most notorious gangsters of the era. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1931, Elliot Ness and his agents, known as the Untouchables, helped take down Al Capone. For many of us, though, we don't know what happened to Ness after the chapter with Capone.
1935, Ness was hired as the public safety director of Cleveland. Now, Prohibition had ended by then. At that time, Cleveland also was considered one of the worst cities in the country.
Steve Green at the Elliot Ness Museum in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, says Ness began to tackle the crime in Cleveland just as he had doggedly pursued Capone.
He worked with youth to prevent juvenile crime. He reduced the juvenile crime rate in Cleveland by 40%. Ness always was ready and did employ new and innovative law enforcement techniques and technologies.
That technology seems relatively simple today, but it was huge at the time.
Ness was one of the first to employ radio cars in a big way in a city. Now, we all take that for granted today. Every cop car has a radio. But when he got to Cleveland, most of the officers were beat cops, and they had to get to a firearm telephone pole to report something.
Ness worked to turn Cleveland around, helping the city earn awards for its safety.
He actually turned Cleveland around from being one of the worst cities in the country when he got there to actually winning a national award and being recognized as America's safest city.
He even ran for mayor of Cleveland in 1947, but was defeated. There was one final, small but significant town in Ness's story, though.
In 1956, he came here to Cuttersport to launch a business that ultimately failed.
So why was this town so important? The conclusion of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCrae.